This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And talking about an upcoming presentation at the Roseburg Public Library, Chris Wiley here. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So you've got something kind of unique, kind of special next week. Tell us about it.
Well, we are going to host the folks from the Oregon Historical Society, and they're going to present a program titled Racism in Oregon History, A Brief Overview. We're really happy that they're willing to bring this to the community, and it's going to be on Facebook Live, so folks can stream that through at home.
And how did you get this put together?
Well, it came together because one of our volunteers had been reading the Oregon Historical Quarterly, which is the publication of the Oregon Historical Society. They did a special section on a special issue called White Supremacy and Resistance in winter of 2019. And she wondered if we might be able to bring the editors to talk about that particular issue. Well, it turned out at the same time that the folks at the Oregon Historical Society had already done a similar presentation. So they already had something packaged that they had produced. We contacted them to see if they'd want to do it for our community, and they agreed to do so.
And obviously, it's continuing the series you've been doing of doing things on the Facebook Live feed. How is that going?
You know, we are seeing more interaction with programs with adults through this ability to connect anytime, anywhere. Maybe not necessarily live when it's happening live, but we keep it up for a couple of weeks and we check and we actually count how many people have looked at the programs in 24 hours. And those numbers are bigger than what we were getting typically in an in-person program. We like the flexibility it gives people, and I think the public likes that too.
Well, and being able to essentially make it on your own schedule if you're not available next Thursday at 6:30, but you get home a couple hours later or you work a different shift and you check it out the next morning, you still get to learn from and enjoy the program.
Absolutely. And we'll keep this up on our Facebook page for 2 weeks. So people will be able to grab it anytime then. And it's going to be about an hour long. So not too big of an investment to really get some, like they said, a brief overview of a very important topic.
And have you gotten a chance yourself to take a look at that 2019 publication?
I have it right in front of me. It's quite thick. There are a lot of articles in it, and I was reading about our native people in the Oregon, what became Oregon, and how the white settlers moved in and those confrontations that occurred. We're talking the 1840s or so. Really interesting. It kind of starts it goes chronologically, so it starts with that period of time, moves on to Oregon forming as a territory and then a state, and then some things that happened in the 1950s with the unions and moving on into the 80s and 90s. So it moves chronologically. Lots of really heavy and heavily researched material, but it's here available at the library for checkout.
And having lived in Oregon all my life, I'm aware of a lot of the things going back in my lifetime, but also reading when I was younger about some of the things that took place in the 60s, 50s, further back. And if folks came here later or are younger, and they may be a bit surprised at some of the things that took place in Oregon.
Yeah, I think, it starts with, how we came into a land that was already settled by our native people. And then there were the exclusion laws that were created and very unique at that time. And that was the 1850s and 40s and 50s. And then those weren't repealed for many years. So there's a lot of history there. And I would expect our presenters to touch on some of that. There will be time for questions. So if there's something that doesn't get covered, I'll be moderating that portion of it. And people can comment ahead of time. They can email me the submissions. My email is kwiley@cityofroseburg.org. or they can comment on the Facebook live stream if they have a Facebook account that night. You know, with a very short time frame, the big topic, we know there's going to be a lot of questions. We just encourage people to send those in, and we'll see what we can get to that night.
Tell us a little bit more about the folks presenting this.
Yes, we're really excited to have Oregon Historical Society Executive Director Carrie Timchuk presenting. He's a Reedsport native and quite an accomplished person. He has a law degree, worked with the Doles. Elizabeth and Bob Dole, was a speechwriter for both of them, and then was a speechwriter for the Oregon Chief of Staff to U.S. Senator Gordon Smith. He's co-authored books. And I think one of the most interesting things on his bio is he's a four-time champion of the game show Jeopardy, which is, I just think, so cool.
Very good. Go ahead.
He'll be talking, and then Oregon Historical Society, Oregon Historical Quarterly editor Eliza E. Canty Jones also will be speaking, and she actually presented for us this fall on women's suffrage. So we're happy to welcome her back.
All right, again, give folks the time, date, and how they get connected.
Right. That program is Thursday, February 11th at 6:30. They can get on to Facebook on Facebook.com/Roseburg Library. You don't need an account to watch the program. If you have questions, you can give us a call at 541-492-7050 or library@cityofroseburg.org.
All right, Chris Wiley, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.